This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
On John McCain's 72nd birthday, we've gone from what appeared to be a reasonable consensus to wild speculation. It's supposed to be the case that John McCain will announce his running mate at a rally in Dayton, Ohio, later today. Up until the last hour, speculation was centered on Mitt Romney and Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Now the consensus seems to be moving away from that, but we have no specific details. Elizabeth Buemiller reports on the McCain campaign for our partners, the New York Times. She joins us on the phone from Washington. Elizabeth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of change. Last time we spoke with you, you were mentioning the importance of delivering Michigan and how Romney could conceivably do that. It appears that at least some of the networks are reporting that Romney is not going to be the pick. What has slid here?
Well, you know, just to show that nobody knew anything, assuming Romney's not the pick, we haven't confirmed that, but it doesn't look like it. We certainly know that Tim Pawlenty is not the pick. He said as much this morning on his radio show in Minnesota. I've never seen a morning like this. This totally wild speculation. There was, you know, the networks are reporting that a chartered plane from Anchorage landed near Dayton this morning. Nobody knows who's on it. Then we hear that actually it's Ridge. Well, no, it's not Tom Ridge. We're eliminating people right and left. Theoretically, that means could it be Joe Lieberman who would set, you know, to set the convention on fire in terms of the reaction, the negative reaction from social conservatives. I have to tell you, I have no idea. I mean, the people I spoke to in the McCain campaign or close to it yesterday were everybody was coalescing around Pawlenty. So I think the one thing you can say is that the McCain campaign, which is not the most disciplined of campaigns, at least not until recently, has succeeded in keeping this a total secret.
Well, and on the other side, you know, McCain is keeping this pretty close to his chest. As you said yesterday, it was likely to be a very personal decision of his. Let's go back to the Alaska detail that you mentioned. This is a jet from Anchorage, Alaska. We don't know who's on it, but certainly the name is floating around of the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Right. Again, I mean, this is seems very odd. She has been governor for less than 2 years. If he, you know, he wants somebody, he said repeatedly he could step into the job of commander in chief should something happen to him, and he's 72 years old. This is very strange. On the other hand, she is a pro-abortion. She's anti-abortion rights, so she would be very acceptable to the base, and she's a woman. Aside from that, I find it very puzzling if this in fact is the case.
Well, just some details about her. First female governor of Alaska, as you say, she opposes same-sex marriage and belongs to something called Feminists for Life. So, meets some aspects of the theoretical profile that we were discussing yesterday, but not others.
Right, and the Democrats would have a field day with this after the Republicans are accusing Obama of not being ready for the presidency, and then you have you have her up against Joe Biden, who has been a longtime foreign policy chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations. That debate would be quite something between the two of them.
There's one good thing we can say about this, Elizabeth. We're going to know in about 3 hours. Elizabeth Buemiller from the New York Times. That's right. Thank you very much for joining us. She covers the campaign of John McCain for our partners, the New York Times.